You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from the Big T, Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, the real capital of Aotearoa, New Zealand, apparently. And they've released a new track called Been a Minute. And this is a really fun, groovy, almost housey R&B/soul track. Really looking forward to talking to Renee, who has just released this track. Good morning to you, Renee. How are we?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Nice. I'm pretty chill. It was pretty cold this morning, so I biked over here to the station in a polyprop. And now, as soon as I came into the studio, someone had left the heater on all night. And so it was like a sauna in here, and it was nice for a while. But I'm like kind of uncomfortable right now. How are you? How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. It's actually cold up here too, so... not just stunners, it's cold.
I'm glad to hear that. How is Tamaki going in the broader sense? Is it doing okay at the moment? Is it chilling? Is it happy?
Yeah, it's chilling. Yeah, it's been good. Nice and sunny.
Mean. Lots of music stuff happening. I saw, was it Splore recently happened up there?
Yep, Splore happened, yep. Mm-hmm. I think last weekend before.
True.
Yep.
Do you go out to a lot of festivals like that?
I try to, but a lot of them are very expensive, so...
Yeah, that's very, very fair.
You have to pick and choose, yeah.
Yeah. I saw online you've got a playlist called 10 Out of 10s, which has a lot of Benny, has a lot of Georgia Smith. There's a couple of Anderson Park songs in there, which I really liked. And Kiss of Life by Sade is in there. So you got a lot of really great tracks in there. Yes. What makes a song 10 out of 10 for you?
Ooh... 10 out of 10. I love some sultry vocals, just a good all-round groove, something that will make you want to dance. I think that's a 10 out of 10 from me.
Some dancey tunes. I like that. Yeah. Do you do like dance? Yeah. Are you a dancer by trade?
Like a dancer?
Yeah.
I used to. I used to dance quite a lot when I was younger, but just the schedule got too busy with uni and everything, so I stopped. But... yeah.
Fair dinkum. You do have a pretty big, busy schedule. Around New Year's, you played at Matakanorama. How was that experience?
Yeah. It was so fun. It was my first festival that I've ever played. So it was a really cool and welcoming sort of like indie festival to be a part of. But yeah, it was really fun.
Mm. Mean. Awesome, man. Awesome. You're operating in the field of R&B. Obviously, your sound isn't just that, but that's definitely an area you draw inspiration from and an area you can see in your work. And it seems like that's a really growing scene in New Zealand, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say so. Especially where that sort of like R&B soul meets sort of dance, I think, is definitely coming in right now.
Mm.
Especially with like Olivia Dean popping off right now. Mm-hmm. Electronics huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the rise of DJ culture as well feels like... it's meshing with a lot of other things. Yeah, and especially in Auckland as well, there's lots of R&B acts.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Do you all hang out?
I've kind of only just moved back up, so I'm hoping I get to meet some new people, but
Oh, true. Where were you before that?
Wellington. I was studying down there, but originally from Auckland.
Right. Wellington's a great spot.
Yeah.
I'm moving there this year.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'm
looking
forward
to
it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a great spot.
But
the new track, you just released it, Been a Minute, it explores sort of looking back on some old feelings for someone and feeling attachment, for better or worse, to said person. You know, do you think it's because those feelings are genuine, or is it just nostalgia baiting you? You know, is it looking back through rose-tinted glasses? What's the push and the pull there?
Oh, maybe a bit of both, but I think something that kind of fizzled out, maybe never turned into anything.
Mm.
You've had your time apart, and now it's sort of the right time, right place, right time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that what the track's sort of based off of for you?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So there's sort of a kernel of truth or a kernel of romance, but it's...
Mm-hmm.
But would you say that's like rooted in authentic yearning? Oh, I don't even know what I'm going with that. But something I always try and figure out is how to just decipher, yearning from, is it good for me?
Yeah, because I guess the track kind of comes from a point of maybe a friendship turning into something more, and maybe thinking I shouldn't really be going there, but I'm going to anyway.
Instrumentally, there's some really awesome, cool, like chopped up and scrambled vocal samples throughout the instrumental on this thing. Where are those from?
Honestly, my producer and I, Jacob, we were just like, the track needed something in the chorus, and we were just going through Splice, and we were like, let's just find a really sick sample that could just work with like the side chain that's in there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we literally just threw it in.
Mean.
Nothing technical.
And it worked a charm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. Jacob Callwood, that's your producer, a longtime collaborator.
Yeah.
And clearly there's a lot of creative chemistry here. What makes that relationship work?
I don't know. I think we both sort of mend together our lack of genres really well together. Like, that's definitely where the dancing, like, electronic side comes in, is through him.
Mm.
And then I guess just that R&B soul from the music that I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess being friends just really helps, kind of just going into the studio, maybe nothing in mind, nothing, I don't know, just having fun with it, just seeing what comes out of the session.
Mm.
No expectations, really. Yeah.
Mean. So there's not a lot of, how much forethought does go into a session?
It depends. Like, if I have something that I want to record and I'm coming in with something maybe pre-written.
Mm. Does that happen quite a lot?
It's just not often, actually. He kind of changed up my way of writing and producing. At the end of last year, he was sort of starting off a song and I would be writing to what he had started creating rather than the other way around.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. That's y'all change in roles all the time. That's great. That's awesome. This is a new track, Been a Minute. It's the third single from your new Disclosure EP. What is it that you're disclosing on that project, and when can we expect to hear it?
That's a TBC. It's still unannounced at this stage, but I'm definitely kind of rolling into that at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Disclosure, I guess, through storytelling, through songwriting. It's just like a whole heap of maybe feelings that have just worked together in a project and that can correlate with one another.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a general sort of arc to the EP? Is it about romance or love or any way?
Yeah, like self-discovery, a bit of romance, finding yourself. Finding yourself in new places with different people and, discovering yourself.
I imagine it's a bit of rediscovery as well for you since you've moved back home and you're going back with a new lens.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Mean. Does that mean that we can maybe expect to, with this release, does that mean we can expect to see a mini tour or a tour around the country this year?
Hopefully, I would love to play some more shows in 2026. I did do a mini tour between Wellington and Auckland at the end of last year. So now I'm kind of just in release mode, I guess, and just creating the story through social media and stuff like that. But yeah, hopefully playing more shows.
Yeah, you are a pretty prominent TikToker, I must say.
Yeah, try.
You do a very good job. Well, thank you for coming on the program and talking to me about the new track, Been a Minute. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or considerations for our lovely listeners out there?
If you like the track, just go stream it. Just thank you for listening. Thank you for having me.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Renee.
Cool, thank you.
Cheers. All right, folks, that was Renee from Tamaki Makaurau. We're talking to her about her new track, which is out now wherever you find your music. It's called Been a Minute, and we're going to play it for you right now, ASAP Rocky, here on the Radio 1 91 FM airwaves at 10:02. We'll have Kai time, and then we'll wrap up the program. Here is Renee with Been a Minute. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Bye.
Catch me and I'll be calling your name. What can I say? It's been a minute, but I still feel the same. Do you feel that way?
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.